Next item on the agenda is William McDowell, number 20-0015. Who's handling that? Item 10 on the agenda, William McDowell. Mr. Watkinson, who we got on that?
That will be Randy. I think he's getting himself.
Okay.
My computer muted itself. My apologies, sir.
That's all right, sir. No problem. Proceed, please.
All right. So, Commissioner Bowman, members of the commission, good morning again. I guess it's afternoon now. William McDowell is requesting authorization to construct a 560-square-foot open-sided boathouse and a 140-square-foot pier shelter. This property is situated along the Rappahannock River in Essex County. The project is protested by an adjacent property owner. Next slide, please. The project is located on the Rappahannock River, approximately 8 miles downstream of the Route 360 bridge in Tappahannock. Next slide. The river at this location is over 2 miles wide. Next slide. Similar to the last case you heard, the Howells also recently constructed the pier portion of the project pursuant to the statutory authority provided for private piers. The red dotted line marks the approximate boundary of the applicant's property. Given the location of their downstream neighbor's pier, the Howells situated their piers close to their upstream neighbor as possible. Their downstream neighbor, Mr. Charles Crossman, however, is now objecting to the size of the proposed roof. Next slide. The Howells are asking for a total roof footprint of 700 square feet, of which 560 will cover the boat slip and rear catwalk, and 140 square feet will shelter the main axis of the pier. Next slide. This is a plan view drawing that illustrates the existing pier in brown. Next slide. In yellow, you can see the roof footprint that will cover the wet slip and the rear catwalk for a total of 560 square feet. Next slide. The roof will continue to the right or downstream an additional 5 feet to cover all but 1 foot of the main axis of the pier. And that we're calling a open house shelter, 140 square feet, for a total square foot of 700. The Howells have advised that they were hoping for a small area shade for their pier. And that is why the area in green was extended across the pier. As the commission knows, the code statutorily authorizes up to 400 square foot of pier shelter in addition to a 700 square foot boathouse, provided you have the consent of both neighbors. Next slide. Also, went up, took a shot of this one from the plane since the pier was built. The red dotted lines again approximate the applicant's up and downstream property lines. The proposed roof has been aligned as far as possible upstream away from the protestant. I need to add that if you look, there's a piling set just offshore of the new pier. I can't point to it because the PowerPoint's been controlled by someone else. But there you go. Thank you. Well, coming back. There we go. So that piling right there, we did require a permit for a clothesline mooring. They're not statutorily authorized, and we did advertise it. We notified the downstream and upstream neighbors, no one objected. So we did issue the permit already for the clothesline mooring. We did authorize the pier, we did send the letter advising that the pier was authorized by statute. And then, of course, we began negotiating with both property owners on the roof. Mr. Crossman, again, did not object to the proposed clothesline mooring. You see he has two as well. He did raise his concerns that the original pier design that he reviewed when we sent him the drawings back in January, they did move the pier 15 feet further downstream from the original location, and they did add a catwalk on the upstream side of the pier, and those were concerned to him. Next slide. Summary. 1998, the General Assembly amended Section 28.2-1203A5 of the Code, provides statutory authorization for the construction of open-sided boathouses measuring 700 square feet or less and designed to cover a single boat at a private non-commercial pier. The front of the boathouse was not objected to by the adjacent property owner and was allowed by local ordinances. The code was later amended to provide statutory authority for open-sided shelter roofs up to 400 square feet, again, provided the roof structures were not objected to by the neighbors. Next slide. Since Essex County does not restrict construction of boathouses and pier shelters, had the adjacent property not object to the proposed project would have qualified for the statutory exemption. Staff believes the proposed structure is appropriately sized for either the applicant's existing vessels, further that the pier's location was moved 15 feet downstream to provide an adequate setback from the upstream neighbor. That appears to be well within the apparent area, or it's in front of the applicant's home. Lastly, the proposed shelter is significantly smaller than that allowed by statute. Next slide. Accordingly, after evaluating the merits of the project against the concerns expressed by those in opposition to the project, and after considering all the factors contained in Section 20.2-1205 of the Code of Virginia, staff recommends approval of the proposed open shelter. Commissioner, I do know that the applicant did provide a PowerPoint presentation. I believe Mike, who's running the slideshows for us, should have access to that.
Okay, as long as the slides relate directly to this project, that's fine. I don't mean it the wrong way, but I don't need a tour of the Rappahannock River. We've had some that have come up here with PowerPoints that are 50 and 60 slides long and 10 related to the peer issue before us. So, Mr. McDowell, you applicant, do you wish to be heard? Mr. McDowell? Mr. McDowell? Mr. McDowell? Mr. William McDowell, you're up. Do we have a phone number? Which slides do you have on there? So.
Probably about a dozen, sir, maybe plus or minus.
Okay. Mr. McDowell.
He's trying to speak. I'm going to have to try to help him switch him to phone. It's going to take a minute. Just ask everyone to stop for a second, Steve. I'll help him.
Okay.
Hello.
Mr. McDowell?
Yes.
There he is.
Hello.
Okay. You're up, sir. We've been trying to get you, but you're up. We have your slide presentation up. Please.
Hello. Hello.
We can hear you.
We can hear you, sir.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you, sir.
Okay. I've been shouting for the last 5 minutes. We've been trying to get through. We've been typing to you and everything. So there's some kind of telecommunication malfunction, but anyhow, I've been here, sitting here. I agree with the staff presentation, and I prefer to offer some additional brief comment talking points after Mr. Crossman's statement.
Okay, you're yielding. No, sir, you that's not the way it works. If you want to, and we have what we do. This is like a court of law. We hear the applicant first, and then. We hear those in opposition, and then you get a chance to rebut. Your rebuttal time is 3 minutes. So if you want to yield right now, to the protestant, Mr. Crossman, you'll be afforded 3 minutes to rebut. Otherwise, you have to provide your presentation at this time.
I'll provide it right now.
Proceed, please.
I deeply appreciate the clarity, the patience, and the guidance that the VMRC staff have provided throughout this dock construction process. I only want to do this project once, and the VMRC staff have been crystal clear regarding what the regulations allow and prohibit. In addition, I was most fortunate to benefit from the insight of Mr. Bud Allen, who has enjoyed a long and productive career in matters of this nature. Bud drew up the plans and compiled all the required documentation for my project. I could have never made it this far without the valuable assistance of these experts. Next slide, please. Next slide.
Mike has lost audio.
Next slide.
Patience, please, sir.
Okay, a major factor behind wanting to construct my dock were concerns expressed by Mr. Crossman regarding his potential liability if injuries were to occur on his dock due to its extremely deteriorated condition, as indicated by these photos of some of his dock pilings. For example, when an adjoining neighbor family took their Christmas card picture on his dock a while back, Mr. Crossman expressed concern to me that the dock could fail under all that concentrated weight. Based on that and his other similar comments, I decided it would be best to build my own dock. When I informed Mr. Crossman of those plans, he and his wife enthusiastically endorsed my decision and said they were relieved that their liability concern would be diminished. Next slide, please. In preparation for this project, my wife and I canvassed the area to see what other docks had been constructed. We wanted to ensure that our dock would meet all regulatory requirements as well as be consistent with others in the area. We found that within a mile of our property, there are 36 docks that are between 75 and 250 feet long, and 14 of those have roofs. This photograph of Cottage Row and Muddy Gut communities that are adjacent to our property is typical of what we observed. You can also see that many docks have roofs. Next slide, please. I kept both neighbors fully informed of my plans even before they received formal written notification from VMRC in early January 2020. They also received diagrams and narrative of the proposed project, but offered no objections during the 30-day comment period. Next slide, please. The information VMRC provided clearly stated that our project included a 150-foot pier, a 400-square-foot platform, and a 700-square-foot roof, which all met the regulatory requirements of three Virginia agencies reviewing the project. Next slide, please. It was not until August the 3rd, roughly 8 weeks after construction began, and over 175 days after the comment was complete on February 6th, that Mr. Crossman filed a protest against my dock. Next slide, please. By this time, the dock was essentially complete, as evidenced by this photo taken on July the 2nd. Next slide, please. As with any construction project, some running changes were made. For example, the dock was moved 10 feet closer to the Crossman property line than initially illustrated on the plans. I did this in part at the request of the neighbors on my left. Next slide, please. As you can see on this picture from June 13, construction had commenced in early June. Next slide, please. In addition, as evidenced by this photograph taken on June 22, 2020, Mr. Crossman and his wife enjoyed watching the dock being built, observed that it had been moved over 10 feet, and they never objected. Next slide, please. I also took steps to ensure the move was well within property boundaries. My dock is now about 65 feet from the Crossman property line. In sharp contrast, Mr. Crossman's dock is only 30 inches, you heard that right, 30 inches from my property line, and the tee on the end of his dock actually crosses over my property line. Next slide, please. Here's an overlay with our property survey. Next slide. Here's an overlay with our dock plans. Next slide. And here's an overlay with both the property survey and the dock plans. Please note that the T end on Mr. Crossman's dock in relation to the continuation of our property line. Next slide, please. I understand that Mr. Crossman believes my new dock may impede his ability to navigate the Rappahannock River. The river is about 2 miles wide in front of our property, and as evidenced by these photographs looking upriver and downriver, my dock does not pose any navigational impediment, and in fact, Mr. Crossman has a vast amount of water in which to navigate. Next slide, please. This is looking north, rather upriver. Next slide is looking south or downriver. Next slide. In addition, our contractor said it was necessary to add two poles to provide better support for the boat lift. I wanted a lift that could accommodate a larger boat if I ever wanted to go that direction in the future, and if my wife approves. To ensure we do not exceed the allowable square footage, we reduced the size of the lower platform. Also, a 5-foot wide catwalk at the upriver side of the dock was not clearly shown in the original plans, even though initial drawings had it. Both our dock designer and builder told us that having the catwalk is a common practice and it fell within our rights. We submitted new plans that more clearly showed the catwalk and the 10-foot move, and they were approved. But during this revised submission, staff from the Corps of Engineers noted this is a very common practice. Next slide, please. What has always been in the drawing and has never been altered is a 700-square-foot roof, which is allowed under Virginia regulatory guidance. Having a roof is very important to my health because I've had several bouts of skin cancer, and I need to be able to be in the shade as much as possible. Mr. Crossman is aware of this, but is still objects to the allowed 700-square-foot roof, and therefore only wants the roof to cover the boat lift. Next slide, please. Finally, the poles for the roof structure have already been purchased and installed by July 2020. Since these poles are in place, I believe the roof is already under construction. Next slide, please. Throughout this process, I've taken every effort to ensure our dock is consistent with other docks in the area and is well within all Virginia regulatory requirements. These efforts were validated by the photographs taken from your plane. I understand that nothing was observed during the flight that indicates my dock violates any Virginia regulatory requirements. Therefore, I believe I should be allowed to move forward and complete my previously approved dock construction. Thank you. That's the end of my presentation.
Thank you so much, sir. Does anyone have any questions for Mr. McDowell, by members of the commission? Hearing none, is there anyone else in support of this project? Is anyone in opposition to this project? I have Mr. Crossman listed as a protestant. Mr. Crossman, are you there?
Sir, I'm on the phone.
Yes, sir.
And I'm on the computer, too. Can you hear me all right?
Yes, sir. A little bit of background, but we can hear you.
All right, let me try to turn the computer down. I'll just try to talk on the phone. How's that?
That'd be fine, sir.
All right.
No, sir, that's worse. Sir, that's worse.
Okay, let me turn the phone down and go back to the computer then.
Disconnect, sir. You can disconnect from your phone. That'll really take care of it.
Come on, just wait a minute.
All right.
I'm trying to click on the chat button now.
You're perfect. You're good. Go.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir. Perfect.
All right. I'm gonna turn the phone off. Yeah. Okay. First off, the thing came up about the size of the boat lift. I've got a bunch of stuff I want to tell you, but it talks about 560. And really, the drawing shows 420. So let me get started. And I'd say good afternoon to all those listening to me for my objection to the pros roof structure. You know who I am. I'm a joining property owner with my wife, downriver from McDowell Pier. I built my home in 81. I built my pier in 82 with the help at the time of the Apex, which are the neighbors to the upside of Bill, and the people, the Norman family, who were the original builders of McDowell's Heights. And when he bought the property in 2004, he started using the pier with my family and friends just as much as if he was, and continued until his pier was installed enough to use around July the 4th. My objection is I do not believe a 700-square-foot roof is legal or necessary. From the last drawing I have seen dated 7/20/7/20, which is a third revision to Mr. Allen, it shows his boat lift at 14 feet by 30 feet. My calculation is 420 square feet, if the drawing is accurate. The drawing is still not accurate because his piling's left off. Since then, he's put a steps on the beach, and a piling on the platform area is not there. And when apparently somebody came out and made him reduce the lower platform area, and there's a piling still left there. I didn't know I was going to comment on this. It's not in what I'm figuring on saying, but as far as the Apex taking a picture on the pier, I think that even though my pilings are deteriorated, that is a good indication of how strong my pier is. The pier, we all went in on the pier when I built it and all chipped in on it.
Sir, that's getting into a civil dispute or civil matter. In all due respect, I don't mean it in the wrong way, but we need to hear about your objection to the roof and not the integrity of your pier and things like that and who enjoyed what. Let me finish. I think we can get the understanding where you're coming from, but please state your objection as it relates to the project at hand. Thank you.
Okay. I'm finished then. Virginia Code 28.2-1203A5, and I'm quoting, says, subject to any local ordinance, such piers may include an attached boat lift and an open-sided roof designed to shelter a single boat slip or boat lift. That's the end of that sentence. The next sentence talks about 700 square feet, which I submit is not applicable since the boat lift area, by my calculation, by the drawing, is only 720 feet. This is where I agree. I'm not asking McDowell not to have a roof on his boat lift. When I received the January 22nd letter from VMRC, it included a drawing dated 12/31/19, which was inaccurate that a 5-foot by 35 catwalk was not included, and the platform area and step down was built different. Platform and pier are now 10 foot closer to me, it's been told, and the drawing here again shows a lot frontage of 105 feet, not 100 feet. It's minor, but it's something I think Bill McDowell sent in a second drawing himself adding to the catwalk, and a third drawing dated 7/20/7/20 by Mr. Allen is what I am told by Mr. Owen is the latest up-to-date drawing. although in notice of the hearing it shows 560 square feet and 140 square feet requested, which is still 700 square feet. Apparently someone measured the platform area and the step-down platform together and found it was too large and aggregate, and the step-down platform was reduced, although a piling was still left in place. The original application he did, he made a point of that, but he failed to put on the size of the boat, the registration of the boat, anything else about it. So that was a little bit strange. You have a case that was tried before the Court of Appeals with Mr. Evelyn, where he was trying to do a roof deck stairs. And I'd like to read some of the part of that code to you. I'd like to read some of the things that from the what I found on the internet that talks about what was in that Court of Appeals thing. And it
can you cite the case, please?
Yes, sir. It's 621 Southeast 2nd, 130, 132.
Okay. And what's the date?
2005.
All right. Thank you.
12-10-25-05.
All right. Thank you.
Can you say that site again? It doesn't sound like a citation format I recognize.
All right. On the thing, it said record number 2945-04-2, and then it says 10-25-05, and it said 46 Virginia, I guess it's APP, appeal 618-621, and then this other thing said 621 Southeast 2nd, 130-132.
Okay, the VA APP is the proper citation format for that. I got it now. Thanks.
Okay. As you can tell, I'm not a lawyer. Anyhow, it says the right to a correct appeal is used in that code 62.1164 and may construct it in harmony with provisions of 28.2-120385. And it says that code requires a permission of a person wishing to build a commercial, non-commercial pier, a private pier, traversing Commonwealth bottomlands located between the low water mark and in line of navigability of a river must either, one, obtain a permit from VMRC and then establish the transfers in the Commonwealth's property as necessary for the placement of a pier that complies with the provisions contained in the code. Code 28.2-1203-85 provides that such piers may include an attached boat lift and an open-sided open-sided roof designed to shelter a single boat slip or boat lift. In what I copied off, it says emphasis added. I'm not sure exactly what it means. It also provides that in cases in which such roofs exceed 700 square feet in coverage or in cases in which adjoining property owners objects to a proposed roof structure, permit shall be required as provided in 28.2-1204. The General Assembly, by specifying the size and nature of a particular structure that may be included on a pier, has demonstrated its intention that a riparian pier authorized by Code 28.2-1203-85 may not include apparent structures not specifically authorized therein. Although the statute authorizes the erection of a roof of limited size over a single boat slip or lift, it makes no mention of a roof over a pier itself. It says it would be inconsistent to require a riparian owner to obtain a permit to construct a roof exceeding 700 square feet over a boat lift, a boat slip, while simultaneously permitting, subject to no height or height other side restrictions, whatever the construction of a roof or deck structure over the pier itself. The next part of it says, further, although the erection of a roof or second floor of a pier may enhance a riparian owner's enjoyment of its pier, such a structure is not necessary to the placement of a pier as authorized by Code 28.2-1203-85. Then it says CF-78-IPMD, which I'm assuming is something from Maryland, Attorney General, and it says 26-1993-WL-343619. in a time on a wrist foot one, and it says August 6, 1993, holding a pier covering is non-water dependent. Whenever it has a purpose, it could be served if the structure was located on land, and that the fact that the structure would bring endowment to the owner were it located on a pier does not take the structure out of a class of non-water dependent structures. Such an interpretation is consistent with the rights of riparian owners in common law to construct a pier for the purpose of accessing the navigable portion of an adjacent roof. It also states something about some other code sections. I'm not going to read that unless you want me to. It says once the right of access is gratified, this particular private right of a riparian owner goes no further. And then it says ID, which I'm not sure what it means, holding that the right of a riparian owner does not encompass a right of free navigation, and that the right of navigate on navigable waters is a public right, not one that attaches only to the owner of riparian property. I'm not reading the whole thing. It's more to it, a lot more to it.
Well, can you please restate your objection? You've talked about a lot of different things, and it's kind of muddied the argument as to where I think you're going. I'd like to, if we can kind of compartmentalize this and tell me what you're objecting to and specifically why. I'm not sure.
Okay.
At this juncture, you haven't told us what you're really upset with and why you are, and I'd like for you to do it pretty rapidly because we've been going on now for a long time on this matter. So please tell me.
Okay.
Tell me what's wrong. Tell me what's wrong and why you think it's wrong.
Okay. I feel like y'all in the past have let all the boathouses pass, so you'll let this one pass. I feel like you ought to put the roof over the boathouse and not anymore because of the unsightly view of it. And with the code section is what I'm trying to get through. So I don't have a problem with 420 square feet if that's which it should be according to his drawing, putting a roof over it. He also showed a picture of me sitting up under the trees. He's got plenty of shade up underneath it, and I don't think he needs to obstruct the view, putting the roof, extra roof over top of a pier and over the catwalk and out on the pier. So that's part of it. The next thing I was going to get into is non-water dependent, and I've got a case of Palmer versus Commissioner Resources, and I'd like to read that to you.
I'm very familiar with Palmer versus Marine Resources. What's the year of that one? At the very end?
2006.
Yeah, I think I chaired that one. Go ahead.
And it says, when applying a definition about water dependent, it says both of the following questions must be answered affirmative. Is it necessary that the structure be located over the water? I say the roof is okay, the extra roof is not. And is it necessary that the activity associated with the structure be over the water? And he says he wants to have shade. I've got skin cancer, too. He'll just use my pier as I was going to go on. And we have both got out the sun and gone up and sit underneath his trees. So all I'm trying to do is say, hey, let him have the roof like you let the small portion of the roof over the boat lift, but not extra roof, just to have a shade. I suggested I had a meeting with his son and his daughter after I filed the protest. And I suggested putting up an umbrella or putting up one of these awnings like you see on the side of a recreational vehicle. And they don't want to compromise, and so that's where it's at. So,
well, my question would be, if they did that, wouldn't that still obstruct your view in the same manner that you're asserting that the roof overhang would do now?
No, sir. I think you take the umbrella down. I take my umbrella down every weekend when I use it and I put it back up. As you know, on an RV, they roll it out when they park the RV.
Yep.
And then they roll it back up when they drive it down the road. So I wouldn't have a problem with that.
It's mainly
the idea. Since this thing is so big and the thing is taking up 45 square feet out in the river of a lot that's only 100 foot wide.
Well, let me just tell you, as far as a lot that's 100 foot wide, I can really sympathize with this because I grew up in a little town called Claremont, Virginia on the James River. And when I look at some of these developments like y'all live in right now, it reminds me of when I was a kid growing up. And what also reminded me was everybody that was there would have piers, and they'd put them up there, and all of a sudden a boathouse would go up, or somebody would buy a boat and get a boat and want to put a boathouse up. And everybody that was at the dinner table on Sunday was at the fighting table on Friday, because there was a possibility that the boathouse was going to then obstruct their view or something was different. So I have lived this. I have been there. I have bought this ticket. So I know where you're coming from. I understand it. I think it's a, you know, not to get too into it, but it's really unfortunate when you have neighbors that obviously I wouldn't think that y'all would be sitting in chairs with your wives like that, getting along the way that you do. And now a 5 foot wide overhang off of a pier has caused us to concern. But by virtue of the law, you're much allowed to do that. But I think, based on my observations, that's kind of sort of what we have here. Would you like to wrap up, sir?
Yes, sir. I feel like the lodge of this thing obstructs you out on the road aesthetically and everything else. Someday I'm going to sell. I'm 77 years old. Someday, Eva, my children are going to hurt, or most likely will sell the property. And I talked to Randy Owen about this, and I think he'd agree with me that this would devalue my property. I certainly think it would devalue, because also in Lancaster, they do not allow any boathouses. And the board supervisor has said they have a pristine shoreline, and they are 330 miles. So the less you can make this obstruction out in the river, the better off we'll all be. Maybe other people have got piers and bigger stuff in their area. Just like that last hearing you had, nothing to stop Mr. McDowell going, and he's got a boat, and his son-in-law's got a boat, come back and say they want to put a boathouse on the other end of the pier. And then if I come along and say something about that, if I don't object to this, then you can say, well, why didn't you say something when it was done the first time? So I think he's got enough room. If he wants to, he's got plenty of money. He can come in and build another boathouse.
Sir, that's out of line. You wouldn't want him talking about your finances. We need to wrap this up. You've got 1 minute to finish up.
Well, I would ask you to follow the law, what it says about, and not get into over the 700 square feet, what it just says you can have a roof over a single, and the General Assembly said you could have a roof over a single boat lift.
Right.
And that's where I'm at on it, and maybe you might think it's nitpicking, but I feel like the less roof out there, the better off we will be as far as the view. I also sent a picture in, I don't know if you've seen it or not, looking off of my pier over across to his pier right now. And
we've seen it.
Aesthetics of it is unappealing and visual objection. And also, I know Ms. Atkins is probably not saying anything.
Yep. All right. All right. Thank you for your argument. Very good presentation. At this point, we'll hear from Mr. McDowell. You've got 2 minutes to wrap up.
I think you've already wrapped up. I agree with the DMRC staff, and I thank you for this opportunity to plead my case.
Thank you, sir. Matters. Any questions from members of the commission, from either individual? Hearing none, the matter's before the commission for discussion and action.
This is James Matt. I move to approve staff recommendations.
Motion made by Mr. Minor to approve staff recommendations. Is there a second?
Chris Everett.
Thank you, Ms. Everett.
I actually was going to ask a question.
I'm sorry. I've got a motion. Let me see if I can get a second, then we'll have further discussion. Unless you want to. Is there a second to the motion?
Chad Ballard, second.
Ms. Everett.
Thank you. Yeah, hopefully this is the right time to ask it, but just wanted to highlight kind of a question in my mind that has come up is, the water dependency of that extended roof line. So, again, not sure if kind of horses left the barn, but that was a question in my mind with regarding to action on this item.
Well, I don't know how it's going to be specifically built, but I know, and I've seen boathouses that simply the eave that comes off or the extension of the roof at times will cover half of the catwalk that goes down the side. I don't see many of them that are built so that the end of the roof makes sure that it drops the water right straight. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I've seen them a number of different ways, but I know mine is built that way. It's just the design of it with the square footage allows for it to come over, and I guess it, my catwalk or my walkway is about 5 feet wide, and it covers about 2.5 feet as it just simply has an overrun of the roof structure. So I don't know whether that's I didn't plan it that way. It ended up that way, and I've seen a lot of roofs like that. So I don't know whether that in and of itself. We can ask Mr. Owen. Mr. Owen, you have a comment on that?
Yes, sir. I asked Mike to back up a slide, please, or Summers. But one more, right there. So earlier we're speaking of the Evelyn case. Go back to the first summary slide, please. There we go, right there. So earlier, Mr. Crossman was referring to the Evelyn case, which involved an unauthorized pier shelter prior to the code amendment that now statutorily authorizes pier shelters. And that is in the opening remarks of the, you'll see that in the last sentence on the slide. The code was later amended to provide that statutory authorization. So the 28.2.1203A5 of the code does allow up to a 700 square foot roof over a boat slip and up to 400 square foot over a pier. The question of water dependency was resolved when they amended the code section to allow them by statute, but you can always raise it. And had this not been objected to, you could build up to an 1100 square foot roof that includes the entirety of the L head as well as the boat slip. So I guess the best way to respond to this is that the code allows it by statute unless there's an objection, and then any thing that is objected to is certainly up to the whim of the commission.
Thank you, sir. Ms. Everett, that answer the question?
It does. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Mr. France. Mr. Tankard. Mr. Zedrin. Not here. Dr. Neal.
Aye.
Mr. Ballard?
Aye.
Mr. Minor? Mr. Minor?
Aye.
Ms. Lusk?
Aye.
Ms. Everett?
No.
Chair votes aye. Motion passes. Thank you. We will be in recess for lunch for 30 minutes. We will reconvene at 1:30.